time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, you know how I love a Friday show.
Who
imagine
doesn't?
A Friday show in Noosa.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, baby. I will be downstairs in less than 2 hours.
You will get those cocktails
going
ready,
hard.
Mr. Malloy.
I'll be double parked. I'll be double fisting.
Steady on.
To, what do you call them? Pina coladas.
Yes, you will be.
Hey, before we get to that, though, we've got some massive show coming down the pike.
Well, I love Fridays because it's Clown of the Week.
Clown of the Week and Karcher. We'll be giving away a Karcher and Clown of the Week. Mix GoFundMe. How much?
$1,000 up for grabs,
that's
everybody.
That's a grand. We'll go off to a great idea on today's show. We're launching a new segment, Apocalypse Watch.
I'm scared.
Do you want to hang around for this?
Do I? I'll try to hang around.
Full on.
Oh, great. We've got our mate Rosie coming in, Adam Rosenbarks.
Adam Rosenbarks. He's been on a dating app. That sounds like a load of fun for us.
Oh, has he really?
Chick
That's
flick
good.
Alert. Woo, Chick woo. Flick alert. There's a new one out there, boys. Before you go into the weekend, don't get fooled.
Do not.
Into going to see this film.
And we're catching up with our mate Dave Reynolds.
Dave Reynolds will be up and about. He's got a kiss car. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, we've got to find out more about that.
We'll have the weekend review. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through on the big program. Live from Noosa. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous
How
Dave.
Are you guys? Having fun?
Has it been a tough week for you, has it?
Back really there has. Just me on my own. But it's been nice to watch you.
We might
away.
Stay up here for another month.
Okay. So,
quite easily.
I missed you guys.
Dave, what did you tweet last night? What was your
Just as I was about to hop into bed, I forgot my AirPods, which I listen to music and stuff before I go to sleep. It's my sort of routine as I go to bed each night. And I thought, dang, they're in the Getz, which was in the driveway. So I just dashed out just to my undies because, about to go to bed. And
uh-oh,
the neighbours were out. And they've been looking after our cat while we were away as well. So I was like, oh, hi.
So there's a bit to talk about, was there?
Yeah, they were on for the yarn.
So you're outside in your jocks talking to the neighbours.
Yeah.
I knew your suburb was full of swingers. This is a typical night.
No, it's a very Carl and Susan Kennedy thing to do from Neighbours. That's what they would do. There's lots of undie action in Neighbours. So,
I thought I would have been safe because it was late-ish at night too. So it was, it was...
What, 9 o'clock?
No, it was after 11. And,
did you have the good derps on?
I did, actually. I've just had a shower, so I was all freshly clean. Mm.
That's enough information. Speaking of, you're in your boardies again? I've got my bathers on.
I'm in my boardies. We'll be going straight out after this to paint Noosa a rainbow of colours.
Well,
where are we going?
Oh, we're going to Wasabi. There's a great restaurant.
Gee, what a good restaurant.
That is
Wasabi
excellent.
We should declare an interest. Good friends of ours run it. But what a...
Boy, one of the best restaurants
two hats.
In the country.
Oh,
two
wow.
hats.
Yes.
And it's a Japanese restaurant. Look, a lot of the dishes aren't how I would have done them.
As they come out, Dave, you can imagine how intricate and beautiful and there's tuna belly on right and everything. Yeah. And Mick was just going... Yeah, not how I would.
I've sent a couple back and said, where's my fortune cookie?
Oh, it's a special occasion place too, or not a special occasion, any occasion.
Well, just get down there. It's well
so
worth
So we're going to pop in there after the show tonight, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm going to be, it's going to take me a while because I'm going to drop into every bar on Hastings Street on the way down there.
You're still celebrating from Tiger's Wind, quite frankly.
Tiger's Wind?
Oh, my God.
Well, I tell you what, we'll get to that in Clown of the Week because someone wants to clown GWS, amongst others.
Oh.
Get ready. Give us a call.
Okay. It's Friday, everybody.
As we launch into Clown of the Week.
Right after this, thanks to Makita and Makita's cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason, he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
There's a Karcher up for grabs. Can you believe it? It's an embarrassment of riches.
It's so exciting.
It's a game changer.
For the first Clown of the Week, I wish I had a Karcher in my hands.
Why?
Because I needed it to wake you up.
Oh, stop it. You're not going to do this again.
I am going to start with it.
I'm clown
kicking
of the
it
week
off
with
because
me.
This is outrageous behaviour. You've got one job.
I'll allow you to play this one more time.
All right.
And then that's it. This gets consigned.
During the week, in fact, it was probably Monday. And we're just doing the show. Song finishes. We come back. Dave introduces us. I have a chat. And this happens. On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
What are you talking
to? I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Mick sitting on the couch.
This is
who are you talking to, says Mick.
You'll get in trouble if you keep this up. I'm a huge name in radio. It goes Marconi, Malloy.
I don't think
No, you are.
What happened? You were just tuning out, were you?
I was in my virtual hammock. In my virtual Hawaiian
shirt. Mate, you've got one job for 2 hours.
Absolute ball.
Well,
don't you worry.
You're clown first.
All right.
Your turn.
Can I have a go? I'd like to clown the Queen for eating a banana with a knife and fork. Let's go to the audio.
Now, this is how the Queen would eat a banana. We don't peel it like a primate. Instead, using the fork, we hold it in place and cut off one end. Then we cut off the other end. And then we turn the knife on its side and go into the skin and then prising it open. And then cut a little bit off and eat like so.
It's a friggin' nana.
I think I'd like to cut him with a knife.
It's a nana. Eat it like a nana.
It is a nana.
It's got a peel.
I've told you she doesn't want to be photographed eating a banana like the rest of us.
Yeah, well.
She's a bit prudish that way. Is it time to talk about Gyoza the pug?
Have a go, Jane Kennedy.
All right. I love this story. The company that develops the Halo.
But who are you clowning? Are you clowning the pug or are you clowning Halo?
I'm clowning Halo.
For exploiting the pug. What's his name?
Gyoza. For exploiting the pug's natural effervescence, if you like, they've decided to use the pug's sounds and snuffles for one of the characters.
Well, for like, aliens.
For aliens. So it's like a... Aliens. Yeah.
Have we got Gyoza there? Sorry, that was the Queen eating a banana. I'm an idiot. Do you know what would be great? So there's Gyoza. Imagine Gyoza running into the... Remember the current affair dog guy?
Oh, we
got that there, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
The dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
imagine a dog fight between the two of them. That would be... Take me there. That is good stuff. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take some calls, shall we?
Yes.
Let's get into this. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now. Get into the action.
And you might win yourself a Karcher pressure washer too. You can take full control around
your home. Got to be in on this.
Thanks to Karcher. Life's most satisfying clean. 1-3-3-5-3. Clown of the week on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
And Clown of the Week, thanks to Karcher. You can get involved. 1-3-3-5-3.
Someone is going home with a very high pressure hose system called Karcher.
They'll be the envy of the neighbourhood.
They will. And can I get the ball rolling?
Yes.
What about Telstra? Can I clown Telstra?
Well, this is very upsetting.
For killing off George the Talking Clock on Monday night. Gone. It's been there forever.
That's so disappointing. You have to look at your watch.
I used to ring sometimes when I just didn't even need the time. have we got an example of George there?
At the third stroke, it will be 3:27 precisely.
Yeah. That guy sounded sad when he was employed. Yes. The third stroke.
Right, George.
I'm done. Go and have some fun, George. Stop calling the time.
Valet, George.
Do you reckon George was ever late?
Never.
You'd have to know the time, wouldn't he? Anyone else you want to clown?
Yes, I would like to clown the woman who bit a camel on the testicle.
Good times.
To rescue her dog. This is crazy.
A Florida woman, 68-year-old Gloria Lancaster, was chasing after her hearing-impaired dog when she followed it into the camel's enclosure. The Florida woman crawled past a barbed wire fence to try and get the dog when the camel set on her to protect himself, and she bit him to break free.
The camel wasn't hurt in the incident, and I'm sure this is the only camel that had ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
You'd hope so. Yeah. You know, I don't want that to become a thing.
I just can't wrap my head around. Well, she wrapped her head around
Was it a hen's party?
I don't know.
This is the type of stuff
it's
that goes
on. It's too daring.
On.
It's too stupid. Oh, why would you do that? I wouldn't even touch a camel's paw.
Do you know what? Someone...
or hump. Sorry.
You've thought this through,
haven't
you?
I have. It's worrying me.
That's the type of thing people tell you is a delicacy. You know, this is a thing. You know when you go to countries and they go, oh, you must try our boo balls. And they go, what's a local delicacy? Wink, wink. So tourists come in and eat like a donkey dick or some balls. And they just sit there snickering going, they think it's a delicacy.
Donkey dick.
Well, there they go. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take some calls?
Sure.
Let's get Jeff on the line. Jeff, who do you want to clown?
G'day. Actually, mate, I'm clowning your partner, Jane, because she threw you under the bus so quickly yesterday.
Thank you.
What did I do, Jeff?
That's a good clown.
You're trying to impersonate Pamela Anderson and go on to save a lifesaver while he's doing a mock.
Well said, Jeff. You are definitely in line for
Jeff,
a catcher.
If you had have seen me in slow motion walking up Noosa Front Beach.
Can we just go to the audio of you explaining what you were doing on yesterday's show? Here we go.
I was having a cup of tea and I looked out. I'm not joking. A person put their hand up in the ocean, bobbing around, big waves. I went, is that person calling for help? And that's when I needed to go into action.
What?
And just on the lawn where we're staying, there was like a longboard.
Oh, I wish I had seen this.
As I got to the sand, and then I saw a lot of lifesavers standing around. Oh, it was a drill.
Imagine if you had gone out in your longboard in the middle of a life-saving drill. Is that Jane Kennedy on a longboard? Oh, Jesus.
Well, I thought that's another good visual. And I've saved people before, but...
No, you haven't.
I have.
You never have.
Well,
you
I have.
Are unbelievable.
I have saved a small child.
From what?
Drowning.
What?
In the ocean.
In a pool bar. That's as close as you'd get to the action. Thanks, Jeff. You're in the running for the catcher.
All right. We've got another caller on the line. Hello, Luke. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Luke, who is a clown of the week?
Oh, it's got to be the GWS Giants.
Clown them. You idiots.
Oh, my God.
The GWS
what a
clowns.
Excuse.
Too
what,
soon?
What a pathetic. Never too soon. Do you know what? I can't wait. I'm actually having the DVD shipped up here so I can watch it over the weekend.
And they're going to celebrate the grand final win. It's the Tigers' 89-point win on grand final day.
It's getting monotonous. There's a massive win over
what
Adelaide.
Went wrong? That's
do you know
terrible.
What? We were singing the club song at halftime.
Oh,
in the room.
Do you know what?
We had a Gatorade shower.
Really? It was a bit cocky, but you deserved it.
Have you got a tweet there?
Well, this is regarding the NRL, the musical.
Oh, clown them. Clown them. This is the idea. We saw this on the cover of the Courier Mail this week. NRL musical, 7 years in the making. And we've came up with quite a few.
Few ideas. Mike Edwards has got one. Fatty Vorton is born. Starring Bradley Cooper Cronk and Lady Mel Meninga.
Oh, very good.
I would watch that.
Very good.
That would be high on my list of things to do. It's time, though. Hutch, you know, did we write a song, I think?
Bubbling and threesomes and dry humping poodles, taking a dump in a hotel foyer. These are a few of my favourite things.
The NRL dancers will be all over that. We get it, Jane. There can only be one winner. It's time to decide. I think it comes down to Jeff or Luke. Personally,
I think so too. Who are you going to go for? Maybe.
Maybe Jeffrey. Jeff for clowning.
Jeff,
I'm a good
sport.
I can take it.
Congratulations, buddy. You've got a brand new Karcher pressure washer. Thanks to Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Jeff, you know what you can do with that? If I was on the beach, get your Karcher out.
You can spray her down in her Baywatch costume. Okay, this segment's
over.
That'll be gold. Thanks, Todd.
Well done, Jeff. Good clowning.
Clown of the week there. Coming up next, though, $1,000 we have to give away. That's right. $1,000.
It just keeps coming
today. It's Mixed GoFundMe. We'll have a Friday. Give us a call, 133353 with your ideas.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mixed GoFundMe. Mixed GoFundMe.
This segment just gets bigger and bigger. There is now $1,000 on offer. I will fund your big idea to the tune of a grand. Jane, this is getting out of control.
Look, this country is full of geniuses.
Yep, everyone's got that one good idea.
We've had
so many good ideas. We've got last week's winner. This will just give you a taste.
This is Craig.
I reckon it'd be fantastic to go to the pie shop and get an Aussie pie in the shape of Australia and the sauce to be in the shape of Tasmania.
An Australia-shaped pie?
Yeah. With Tassie as the sauce?
See, the weight of the pie has to be 120 grams to 220 grams.
Now,
he's got that through.
He really has. He's had that idea going for years and years. And congratulations. That was $500, but we're giving away...
Wow.
$1,000 this week.
We have upped the proverbial ante, Jane Kennedy.
We have.
They are queued up. They're ready to go.
Shall we begin?
Please.
Ruddy, why are you called Ruddy?
Last name's Rudd, no relation.
Oh, okay. Makes good sense then. Now, please proceed.
Good chat, guys.
Please proceed with your idea, Ruddy.
I want to develop some cricket pants. Now, have you ever been to the cricket? I know, Mick, I think you've spent a bit of time in England or two on the grassy knoll. Got a skewy in both hands, right? You know the situation.
I do.
And all of a sudden, you got a few around the feet that are no longer in service, but you get a call to the block.
I think he means it needs to take a whiz.
Yeah. I got these pants. I've put a tube down the inside leg of one. It comes out around the bottom of your foot.
Siphoning the python and you're letting it...
But Roddy, do you have to go via a hospital to get a catheter fitted first?
No, this is the thing. It's one of those non-medical type attachments. Okay. It's external. And I am working on the prototype. I'm using
a little more into it.
Yeah. Do you know what? Call me old-fashioned, but I'm still a bit of an adult diaper man. I just like to sit there. And occasionally, you don't even know when I'm doing it.
Me old-fashioned. I'm an old-fashioned person who doesn't mind walking 3 feet to the toilet. Never mind. Hey,
buddy,
we'll keep you in mind. Thanks
for
that.
You're in the conversation.
You are. Say hello to Rob.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. What's your idea?
My idea is it's a win-win situation. We all love to save money. And you know, every time you send a parcel, they weigh it and that's how much money you pay. Well, I want to manufacture a helium-filled bubble wrap. So not only are your parcels lighter, so you pay less money when you send your parcel, but also the truckies save on fuel because all the parcels will be lighter as well.
This is a big idea.
Yeah.
We all know how much you like to save money, Mick, so it's a great idea.
There's a bit of a slap work there for you.
Why cost yourself a grand, Rob?
Hey, Rob, how does it not fly away?
It is a good idea.
Parcel flies away.
Yeah, you've got to be
It's a fine balancing act between how much bubble wrap you use, obviously. You know, there's some science involved in it.
Your parcel's like a balloon. You're holding it on a cord.
I like this idea.
A
bit of research.
A helium bubble wrap, which lightens the weight of the...
All right.
I've got some scientists telling me
Rob,
it doesn't work like that.
Could work.
And then at the end, once you've delivered it, you can suck the helium and go, thank you, that's a big Australian
parcel. The first thing that crossed my mind.
Oh, good work.
Andrew.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. How are you?
You've got something that I think is just bang. Winner, written all over it. Go ahead.
Okay, it's an adaptation of the normal toilet brush where the handle is actually hollow and you fill it up with your toilet cleaner and your toilet brush is ready to go.
Oh, that's good too.
It works just like your dishwashing brush does.
Mm. When you fill it up with liquid soap wash.
Yes.
That.
And what about my toothbrush? Could I use that technology for it?
Well,
that's not a bad idea.
Patent that now too.
Oh, Mickey, copyright. Andrew. I'll sue you, Andrew, if you try and proceed with this.
Andrew, have you had that on your mind for a while?
Yes, I have actually, and I really need some funding to get it into the store before Christmas. It's got Christmas gift written all over it.
Yes. You got Buckley's to get it in by Christmas, the way we work here at Kennedy Malloy. But we appreciate it. You might get the
thousand
beforehand. I think we've got time for one more here.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, you've got an idea for something intriguing. Go ahead.
It's still cat moccasins.
Jesus.
Yes. As I said, intriguing.
Explain the need for the steel cap moccasin.
Well, being a St Albans boy, I've grown up with moccasins and they're extremely comfortable. Work shoes are extremely uncomfortable, so if you can combine the safety of the steel cap and the comfort of the moccos, lo and behold, you've got grousiness.
Oh, this is genius.
A little bit of lamb's wool.
So you can turn up to work on site in your mockies, but still be safe. Your toes are safe as houses.
I'll tell you,
there you go.
We like it, Chris. Stand in there. Stand by.
Okay.
You're in the mix. You're in the conversation. We're going to come back. We've got a few more calls racked up, ready to go, and we will be awarding $1,000.
And that's thanks to Gemini Man, which is in cinemas October 10, starring Will Smith. It's Mix GoFundMe, and this is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's Mix GoFundMe, where you might win yourself $1,000 right now, thanks to Gemini Man in cinemas October 10. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
The helium bubble wrap works, guys.
We're still trying to talk this through with you.
It works. If I put helium balloons attached to my chair, I take off. Why? Oh, I don't know, because I'm lighter.
Have you just told me that helium's a commodity that we're low on? Why? Why can't we make more helium?
Oh, we're talking to our tech now, Will.
it's escaping into space.
Oh, well done.
How can we
contain Brainiac. Don't ever try and ruin my segment again. But I would be lighter, right, if I'm wrapped in helium bubble wrap.
Anyway, Moving on. Let's go to Jason. Please tell me, Jason, this does not involve helium.
No, it doesn't, guys. How are you going?
Good, how are you? Go ahead.
$1,000.
What's your idea?
At the moment, helium bubble wrap is right up there. That's all I'm saying. What do you got, buddy?
My idea is having the ability to hire somebody to stand in queue for you. For example, we all know when we go to Vic Roads or we go to get a passport, you're lining up there for hours. So I reckon what we do is have the ability to hire somebody to queue for you.
Oh,
okay. This is not bad. So it's a service where you go, we do this at awards nights, have what's called a seat filler. So if you get up and leave or you have to accept awards, someone comes and sits in your seat and takes your place while you're otherwise employed. So you're saying I ring up Uber Q and then say, I want tickets to the grand final, but I'm not prepared to stand there.
Yeah.
So they go and provide someone who stands in that queue.
This is pretty good.
And you swoop in at the end and take the tickets. Oh, jeez, Jason.
You've worked out the economics of this, Jason?
Yes, I have, actually. As soon as the order's getting closer, you get a message or a phone call and you just arrive when it's nearly your turn.
What are you basically paying an hour for a guy to stand in a queue for you?
Depending on how old do we start hitting our senior citizens or do we start hitting young?
Anyone will do. $20.
Anybody who wants a bit of extra cash there to do whatever you need to do.
It sounds a bit arbitrary at this stage.
What about? Can I get someone to appear for me in a magistrate's court? How much to charge? All right, Jason.
Thank you. We like
on deck.
It. Yeah.
We like it.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
You've got something that will help our wildlife. This is very interesting. Go ahead.
It helps wildlife a bit. It's probably more about making roads safer for drivers. But, guideposts that are along the sides of main roads, the white posts with a little red reflection of white on them.
Yes, cat's eye.
That's it. So my idea is to take those posts, convert the reflectors into a little solar panel that'll power a battery that'll in turn have a little device on the back of the guidepost that'll emanate a high-pitched sound to keep things like kangaroos and stuff away from the road, hopefully to make the roads safer and stop accidents happening.
It's very interesting, Matt. Matt, has it been proven that those high-pitched sounds work? Because just say you're someone who lives in an environment like me with possums in trees and you've tried to use those high-pitched sounds and you, in fact, get more possums.
I know that's a very good question because I know people buy things like that and they put them on their cars and drive along. Mm. Now, for an animal, when the high-pitched sound is just coming like towards them or them, they've got a brain the size of a pea, a kangaroo that's quite a large animal, so they're not able to sort of determine where it's coming from. So this is almost like, think of it like an invisible electric fence. If the sound's constantly on road,
can we make it so that we zap those animals and actually fry them? Bang, 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 off you go.
You're not calling from Tassie, are you? Because that's just roadkill city in Tassie.
No, I'm not. I'm in Sydney.
All right, Matt, we get the idea. Hang on the line. We've got time for one more, Jane.
I think we have. Let's quickly slip in. Jason, how are you going, Jason?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, what is your GoFundMe idea for Mick?
So I was thinking of a combined maternity ward and sports bar.
Oh, this is genius.
Right up, Mick's alley.
So obviously you've got the stream going in the back.
It's your one-stop shop and everybody's happy. Dad's at
little
the birth.
Little airport style, now delivering screen in the corner.
Yeah.
What about a maternity ward strip club?
Oh, God.
James?
Saying it as a sports club.
It's going to back away.
So you can watch, say, you can watch the Tigers beat GWS
exactly.
And at the same time shout out the odd push.
Exactly.
Push,
yeah.
Come on, honey. Tigers. Yeah. Yes.
You could have a cigar dispenser in the corner.
Oh,
you'd have mate, you'd have dad shout in the bar every 10 minutes.
I'll tell you what, Jane, this will be hard to beat, this one, won't it?
If you give this to Jason... I'm not all speaking. Right. Jason, what's in it for it. The other 50% of this community that we live in?
What's in it for the to say the other 50% wouldn't enjoy sitting in the sports bar?
Well, there you go. Dear Jane.
Yeah.
Well, doing both.
I think your views on this are quite antiquated.
I need to get into the 21st century, do I?
I've found a winner.
Who are you going to take?
I haven't, Dan. And we're going with Chris with the steel cap moccasins.
Oh, yes.
I believe this is a revolutionary idea. It's Chris. Australian.
Me, do I win?
$1,000.
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's it. Well, I want to thank you, all the bogans out there in the Western Suburbs, for putting me up to the Moccos and the tradies for the steel caps. This is unreal.
Good
unreal.
Well,
I'm having a fantastic weekend. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Mick.
All right.
No
thank
worries.
You, Triple
You're
M.
Welcome.
You
there got it. He's ahead of the curve, that guy.
And it's a simple fix.
But I want to investigate the helium bubble wrap.
Oh, no.
During the break, if someone would like to contact us, because I'm fairly sure it does work and that parcel will be weighed at a lighter rate.
Okay. Well, thanks to Gemini Man. $1,000 coming your way, Chris. You are a winner.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up on Kennedy Malloy, Bathurst champion Dave Reynolds is going to join us. Adam Rosenbach's not too far away, but I believe right now it's time for this.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning, warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
It is. It's a Category 5. It's not a film in this instance, but it's just as alarming, gents, because this is the type of thing that gets you holed up on the couch overnight with your partner and you're in for the worst night of your life. Do not fall for this. The HBO new series, Catherine the Great, starring Helen Mirren. Quick, give it a quick.
Give it a whirl.
Something needs to change. I believe in reason. I believe in progress. And when the indomitable Russian people fight for these things, then Russia,
your Russia, Russia,
my Russia,
our Russia,
will
sick
be
Russia
truly
up your ass.
And
eternally
great.
Great.
Do you know what I hold in my hand? Absolute power.
Those in power must learn to be criminal.
Not only good-looking, but clever, too.
You are the Empress, and he can be your devoted servant.
You think it's as simple as that? I do not.
Stop it!
I will not share my throne with anyone.
Oh, shut up.
There are unscrupulous people in Russia.
Shut up, Catherine.
Russia belongs to us all!
Fortunately...
Get off!
I am one of them.
You know what? That'll do, Dave. Enough. You know she said I have absolute power in my hand?
Yeah.
You do, gents. It's called a remote. Can you get that remote? And you don't fall for Catherine the Great. By the way, Jane, I put it to you, one of the most overrated actors in the history of the world, Helen Mirren, is a ham, is an old school ham. But because she's got a posh accent.
Yeah, and because she's of that age where you're not allowed to go any woman over the age of 70. Right.
She's in the Judy Dench class.
She is. She gets a get out of jail card free. Do you know that it's set between the great period of Russian history, 1762 to 1796?
Good. I would rather hit myself on the hammer. hit myself on the head with a hammer 100 times in a row than watch 5 minutes of Catherine the Great with Helen Mirren. Chance you be warned. Give it a wide berth. Give anything with Helen Mirren in it a reasonably
I'm with
wide
you
berth.
Now. I'm on that bandwagon.
She's too good for too long.
All right, you have been warned. That is our chick flick alert. Hey, stick around. Up next, Adam Rosenbach joins us, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's our last hour for the week, people, and it is chock-o-block. We launched a new segment, Jane Kennedy, Apocalypse Watch.
Well, I won't sleep for a
week.
Did
you know there is a cannibal galaxy coming our way? We should get the Bachelor on. Can we get the Bachelor?
Well, yes, he's my go-to astrophysicist, yeah. So we'll see how we go with
all
him.
All right, what else?
We are going to talk with Dave Reynolds. He's preparing for Bathurst coming up in the next 10 days.
He has business on that mountain that is unfinished. We'll have the weekend review. We'll take your calls and your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Adam Rosenbach's was in, he'd just returned from yet another one of our assignments.
Whitney, your producer, calls me and goes, oh, I've got an assignment for you. I'm like, great. You go, what is it? She goes, you're going to go sit on the friend's couch. I'm like, that's
what was it like?
It was sad. when you're sitting in there, it's exactly like being on Friends,
right?
Because there's no laughter. If you want to be surrounded by mid-30s chicks hanging on to their Rachel haircut, it's the place to be.
Please welcome back to the show, Adam Rosenbach.
I love a couch.
Adam, you know I've sat on that couch myself.
Oh, you
but
have?
I did it on the actual set in Hollywood because they have the tour that you can do.
You always have to one-up everybody.
Yeah, I do. Because I actually did the proper thing.
What do you mean in Hollywood? Wasn't it at Central Perk in New York?
Yeah. Sorry,
you've ruined the illusion.
Hey, don't get us started. Right now she's championing the renovation of the Brady Bunch house. Oh. So she's travelled abroad to sit on a couch and now she's renovating a house for the Brady.
Is there a basement in that, Fritzl style?
There was never a basement. There was an attic, but
Greg,
not a basement.
Greg Brady was up to something. He was up to something. Now, you're an ideas man. You heard of GoFundMe. Did you like the steel-capped moccasins?
I actually love those, and I enjoyed your scientific look at the helium bubble wrap, Mick.
That's right. You know I'm onto something.
Now, I know I can't win the grand, but how about this one, right? Now, I know you guys are in Noosa, so this is something that might be close to your heart when you head down the beach. What about moist towelettes? Because you know how it's really hard to put on sunscreen?
Yeah.
Moist towelettes that has got 50 plus sunscreen in them and like a really big one, like a beach sized towel one. So if you buy it yourself, you can put it on your back and not miss a spot.
That's cool. That's very big.
Put it between your legs and do the old push me, pull you.
Yeah, exactly. Because you spend a lot of time getting burnt there, Mickey.
It does the way he lies in the sun.
You can put it on your partner by flicking her in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, what fun you would be on the beach. That's why I avoid you.
What about something for hot sand? What about something for your feet that avoids hot sand? That's a very undignified
thongs,
isn't it? Well, all right.
Hey, all right.
Where's my grand?
You win this round. Now, you're a good-looking rooster.
Thank you, mate.
You seem to have a personality of sorts. Why are you on dating apps?
Well, I just thought it's an easy way because whenever I'm out, I'm probably with you, Mick, and your mate. So it thins out the numbers of my chances of meeting a young lady.
It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, and your mates are very off-putting. So the ladies tend to evacuate the...
I understand it's difficult for you.
Well, it's hard for you to get a look in while they're squabbling like seagulls over a chip.
That's the case. But you're into a dating app.
Q, ladies.
What is the one that you're on that I've not heard of?
So at the moment, I'm on Hinge, and I've also been on Bumble. It's kind of like a nicer version of Tinder, I guess. Is the way that it's marketed. You know, you get Hinge. To know the man
the
a little
nice
bit more.
What's the nice part about it?
You get to know a little bit more about the person, I think.
Oh, but instead of just being
straight up DTF
by their looks,
yeah, the bodies they have buried under the floorboards, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But look, I tell you what, I'm looking at your photos here, Rosie, you choose for your.
Now, how did you get hold of? Those.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how I got hold of these, but I do. And I'm looking at the many moods of Rosie. And talk me through a few of them. Well, you've got one where you're at work, which is
clearly
stand-up.
All those moods are desperate. Look at that.
You've got one of you with a microphone, which we presume is, what an interesting job you must have.
Exactly. So they think I'm either, on stage or out the front of a Coles spruiking, the sales that are going on inside.
There's one of you with sunnies on.
Now, can I just say that that one is you
that?
Two. You two are cut out of that one.
What?
That We're
was
in
a photo. Yeah, that was a photo taken with you over summer, and I edited you two out because I thought, well, this is going to drag me down.
How dare you?
I'm going to put it in my Hinge profile. Can I just say, dude, not a good look. Sunglasses inside makes you look like a bona fide wanker. So,
some girls might like that rock and roll look.
If you're Liam Gallagher, you can get away with it. If you're Adam Rosenbach's, you look like a big dog.
There's one more. I've had to put my glasses on because I'm just having a look. Is that a bandana on your head? Because if it is, take that picture down there.
A bandana? No, I'm not a bandana kind of dude.
That? This one here in the middle. There's something on top of
you. Looks like a seagull, like pooed on his head.
Man, I think it's just my hair.
It's a reflection.
Oh, is it?
It's just, oh, mate, you. I'm hanging on to it, Jane. You don't need to make me feel too bad about it.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you.
And how are you going? Are you getting results?
It's going
on this stuff.
It's going okay.
A great date.
Thank you, Jane. I do appreciate that. You know, the one thing though I've noticed is that the photos that the girls put up are a lot. What the ones that the girls put up, they put a lot of jumping in the air, which I don't understand. Like, you know, they just always have them leaping in the air, and it's like I've never met a girl, and people go, "What's she like?" And you go, "She's got a cracking vertical leap." Like, I just,
it's like it's draft camp or something. Yeah, hot chicks.
I don't quite understand. And the other thing that girls do a lot is they do the Snapchat kind of filter, so they'll have like little, you know, bows on their hair and little cutesy glasses and stuff.
It's got to be annoying, surely.
Yeah, and it's like, don't do that, you know. Like, I use filters on dick pics, but that's because my penis is adorable, so I'm allowed to get away with that.
How cute.
That's what you should be posting on your dating site.
I don't think
so.
Hey, part of your profile on Hinge, you've got a couple of answers.
So this is where I can be, you know, kind of fun with my responses.
Yes, so I get along best with people who, you say, consider cynicism a religion. That might be too big a word for a girl to understand.
Really?
Who's that supposed to impress?
Well, girls were like, you know,
sarcastic people.
Sarcastic people. Yeah. And my last meal would be peanuts. I'm anaphylactic.
I've seen it.
Clever and
I've
yet true.
It. It's a load of fun.
That is very true. The one thing that girls...
You know what I'd do if I was a girl? I would date him and put peanuts in his mouth. That's what I would do. Hey, mate, can you hold that thought? We're going to come back and continue this conversation
in just one moment. You got it. Adam Rosenbach is with us, our special guest.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy. Dave Reynolds going to join us real soon. Adam Rosenbach's in studio with us right now as well.
We're in Bali. It was Limo's fake wedding, and he's eating a peanut. And, man, he's turned up. And I don't normally rush to people's bedsides, but I thought, I've got to have a look at this.
Rosie, no.
Have a look at
you
the elephant,
man.
You
didn't know you were eating a peanut. You ate something that had peanuts on it you didn't suspect had peanuts.
I did. And then
a Snickers bar.
Yeah. We were back at the hotel and they said it's 45 minutes for an ambulance to arrive. And I sort of thought, yeah, I don't have 45 minutes. We might just jump on a tuk-tuk and head off to the hospital. So it was a lot of fun.
There you go.
Memorable.
Yeah. And they give you a little bintang gown when you go into the hospital. So it's quite nice.
Hey, you have been going to something now. Did you say you've been to a school fete?
Yes. So I have a godson. And I thought his parents said, "Well, the school fete's on this weekend." And I thought, I'll head along. So this is a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, you know, I'll support the school. And it's an inner city school. So I knew it was going to be kind of a cool fete, you know.
Yeah.
It's not quite a Steiner school, but it's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And so I head down there. And Jane, you would have done a lot of fate work in your time.
I have indeed.
Just interested at how they went about making their money. Now, this particular school, they raised 70 grand.
Yeah, okay. This is, it's
from
a very.
From
it's
a school fate. That's a lot of chocolate crackles.
Yeah.
No, what happens is, Rosie, and I understand where you're coming with this. In some of the groovy inner city schools around the cities in Australia, they get very competitive. All the public schools, the primary schools, get super competitive.
Don't they?
And it really helps too if you have like a rock star parent there or actor parents or something like that. They set up stages. I've been to ones where we've had basically, you know, half the Australian music industry perform at Ferris wheels set up.
Yes.
They really put in, don't they?
That's what they had. There was jumping castles. There was the parents of the kids. There was a band playing. It was like, you know, the cool dad with the spiky hair was on
bass.
Right. And I was like, I'll give you 50 grand to stop this. Like, this was.
But and do you still have, because I went to one and I, in my day, because I hadn't been since my day, and you used to get like toffees and you get stuff. And I go, where is it all?
Apples.
They go, mate, it doesn't happen anymore.
No, it's all healthy.
You need a serving of, responsible serving of food license.
Well, you can't
or something.
Make, which I used to do.
You can't bring stuff in from home.
No. For the kids, for their fates.
Unbelievable.
I would do a packet mix tea cake. And just put it on a plate and make it look sort of, you know, a little bit homemade-y. But you can't do that anymore because of ingredients. I can't tell what's in packet mix.
You can't even put in the stuff that you grow in your roof space anymore, Jane, for those special cakes.
If one was to do that.
So that they bring in a company and they have this thing called, there's two things that made me freak out. There was one thing called the chalk toss, right? So basically what it is it's a wire fence, so mm-hmm. like a cyclone fence, mm-hmm. and they lay out chocolate bars and stuff on it, and the kids have to toss coins on it and land a coin on it, and they get the chocolate. And it's like there's no chance. It's like worse than the pokies. You see these kids with a schooner of red cordial in a Long Beach just sitting there all afternoon just trying to get their money back.
Not to mention the hygiene of dirty old coins falling on the chocolate. Yeah. You know, chow down on this, kids.
And so
the
other how much money did yours fate raise?
So they got 70K, if you can believe that.
Oh,
so,
70K.
So the one thing that they didn't do, and this is what my dad did when I think I was in grade two, so it was early 80s, okay, and this has been the best fundraiser I've ever seen. So what dad did was he got an old car, an old Corolla from the tip. So it's like a 1960s steel Toyota. And for $2, which is a lot of money back in the early 80s, a paper $2 note, you got a sledgehammer and a pair of safety goggles, and
fun.
You got to go to town on that car for five
now,
minutes.
Why don't they have that today? That's
how good
great.
Would that be?
Someone will get hurt. There'll be some public liability issue, no doubt. How much money do you raise with that?
I remember Dad was pretty cashed up for a little while. I mean, he didn't give it back to the school, but he did. You should have seen all the mums just standing on top of the car, just smashing it, and the husband's looking on going, oh, there's some stuff going on back home.
Anger issues.
There's a lot of anger getting out of here.
Hey, speaking of your dad, your book flying off the shelves, Euro Dad, you can still get that off, obviously, in
shops now.
Should be able
to take to that with a mallet.
Yes.
Just go at a book signing. I crashed a book signing of yours, didn't I?
You certainly did. So you were wandering past thinking, who are these wankers doing a book launch? And then you came on in. It was myself and Sam Pang up the back.
Sam Pang. Yeah. I heckled up the back.
Heckled up the back. And then
that wasn't very nice of you to heckle.
I was standing there with my book, Paris and Other Disappointments. And then Mick came over and asked Sam to sign his book. And it was a copy of Kim Jong-un.
Hey, Paris and Other Disappointments. That's a cracking read.
I didn't call it the correct name then. I've just realized.
It's fantastic. You don't do your homework.
I talked about your show,
The festival show, yes.
The festival show, but Paris and Other Disappointments is the book.
Is
I want to get that
get,
definitely right.
Handle it. Thanks for swinging by today, Rosie.
Pleasure, mate.
Adam Rosenbach's there. Dave Reynolds coming up. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, ahead of a big weekend of NRL. It's the grand final on Sunday. The Roosters and the Raiders. Time for this.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world as we know it.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Jeez. Crikey.
Wow.
I'm scared.
You should be scared. Well, you should be scared because you know what? Why? You're going to die. Listen to this.
One day, surely.
Eventually. Well, yeah, well it's all right. You'll die of natural causes because this isn't happening for 4 billion years.
Oh, that's okay then.
But it's still coming down the pike.
What's
There's nothing
happening?
We can do it.
What's going on?
Well, Earth will be swallowed up by a neighbouring galaxy as it envelops the Milky Way in 4 billion years' time. Where's George the Talking Clock? It sounds like it's a long way away.
It's
but
very rude.
As Greta would say, you're ruining it
for everyone.
This stupid galaxy. Do you know what it is? It's a cannibal galaxy. It gobbles up. It's like a Pac-Man.
Is it like that dog?
That's actually the sound the Andromeda galaxy makes as it devours the Milky Way. No, you're not taking this seriously.
No.
It's 4 billion years away.
I couldn't care because it's too
That's
far
your
away.
Answer to everything, Dave. Oh, if it doesn't,
I,
if it's
I
not...
care about our current environment and I care about the next.
You don't care about my children's 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 children's
I care about the next 2 billion years.
You're the problem with the world today. You are. You're the anti-Greta.
Well,
you are.
That's not true.
You're like evil Greta.
No, I'm not.
You're like Greta's.
Not.
Thunberg's.
Stop it.
Evil.
I'm not. Stop saying evil and looking at me.
How dare you?
So listen to this.
What do I do? How do we protect ourselves?
Well, I say we get out and we.
This will be good.
Protest.
We all go in a pool bar together.
Well, that would be a start.
We all get a Negroni and then everybody's happy.
Do you
happy.
Know what? A Negroni is a good response to most things. And within the next 20 minutes, I'll be making a flat-out protest against the
this
onset.
Is the beginning of the end.
They're not taking it seriously,
no,
Jane.
No, I'm
is
not.
Serious, but this is our
I've
first ever.
I've actually tuned out a bit.
It's our first ever Apocalypse Watch. And you're not into it.
I'm just fear that it's just too far away. I can't relate to it. Tell me something else that I could relate to. What's it like?
I'll tell you. It'll be here tomorrow. The Andromeda.
Then there's so many things I'm going to do before the end of the world.
Scientists have mapped the Andromeda, which is twice the size. It's like a fatty Bumbo galaxy, twice the size of our galaxy, the Milky Way. And they've found remnants of other galaxies floating inside it.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Hasn't even digested its galaxies properly.
I can see a mini-series in this.
You can hear his stomach rumbling. Can we play the opening again?
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's
Apocalypse Watch.
I think it went well.
I
think
that's the first.
You mark my words as I knock the top off another Negroni, the Andromeda galaxy.
All right, Dave.
Stick around. Our weekend review coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
In 2017, Dave Reynolds was the Bathurst 1000 King of the Mountain.
It's been an exquisite performance.
That triumph turned to heartbreak last year after leading the race. Fatigue and cramping took hold in the final laps.
I wasn't mentally there. I was lost. My body gave up.
Just 10 days to go till Dave and Team Erebus have the chance to find redemption on Mount Panorama. And he joins us now. Please welcome Dave Reynolds.
Hello, David.
G'day, Mickey. How are you?
I mean, do you get excited?
I'm here too, Dave. Sorry, hello.
I don't.
Oh.
Hey, Dave.
Can I talk to Dave, please?
No, I'd rather not.
Jeez.
Hey, are you up there?
No, I'll go on Tuesday next week, but I feel all right. Like, majority of this time, I'm a little bit nervous leading into it, but once I get there, I'm focused on the job. But I'm more nervous than I am excited, which is kind of normal for me.
Yeah. Now, you're going to paint your car to look like the Kissmobile, am I right?
Yeah, that's Gold Coast and Newcastle because Kiss are playing it at Newcastle.
Right. Are you going to be wearing Gene Simmons makeup?
I have, yes. I drove home like that the other day too after we did a photo shoot. It was so weird. I pulled up next to the people on the lights and tried to scare him. But
did you really? No, I'm looking at a photo of you with your face paint. It works really well, Dave.
You like it?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I think it's very cool.
Oh, thanks, Jane. Appreciate it.
It's all right.
How's preparations? Are you good to go? You've just signed a massive deal. Does that mean that you can relax and take this Bathurst easy?
Not really. Like, it's all balls to the wall for me. But I think if you have good stability in your life, you can take a bit bigger risks. So hopefully I can take a bigger
Don't
risk.
Don't ever say balls to the walls again on
Why
this
not?
Program.
I like it.
Well, it's the name of a new segment.
Is it really?
What I'm picking up, though, is the statement you just said after that, which is when you have stability in your life. And I like that
you're
idea.
You're settling down.
Mm.
You're going to settle down.
What does that mean?
You marriage know? In the...
Are we going to hear any patter of little feet soon?
Oh, I think I'll talk to my girlfriend about that.
Well, we will.
She's
put
putting
her
the mad pressure on, as always.
She's always putting the mad pressure on. But I just got to say, you've got a pretty high-pressure job as it is.
Exactly. I don't need
honest.
More pressure at home, do I?
No, you don't.
I would love to see the Erebus... the car going around with it, like a kiddie seat in the back. Little Dave Reynolds, little pit stop.
Hey, is it appropriate for us to ask you about, speaking of Tahan, Tahan's sister? She made all the newspapers the last few days because she had an amazing-looking dress that she wore because her husband is Jack White and, of course, the Canberra Raiders player at the Dally M Awards. Are you up with all this?
They were to-ing and fro-ing which one to put on and to be honest, either one they chose wasn't leaving much to the imagination.
Well, it was pretty brief, I must say. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, she grabbed the headlines with it.
Yeah, she looked amazing. She looked very good.
It's just hard to take advice from a bloke who's wearing Kiss makeup at the time, I suppose. Isn't it? About what to go out and wear. Okay, come on.
Well, generally, if my girlfriend comes out and goes, which one should I wear, this one or that one, I choose this one. She always picks the other one. You know, that's terrible with fashion.
Hey, how are you going to go out there, Bathurst? You're feeling confident? Is this your year? Are we good to go? What's happening?
Yeah, feeling really good. But as a category, there's probably 10, 11, maybe 12 cars that could possibly win. So actually it's going to be a very, very close one, I think, at the end of the day. But
how's your nutritional regime going in the lead up?
Yeah, it's going much better, thanks. Yeah, I'm still doing that Maxis Muscle Challenge. And
yep.
I've you know, I'm actually fairly fit for myself this time of year. So.
Well, that's good to hear, and that's good. What we need. We want you to look after yourself. We need you to be 100% in that car for the 161 laps.
161 laps, 1,000 k's. Well, last year we won the Bathurst 900.
You yeah. did.
Because yes. you know Jane has appeared on course in a banana suit. Because her dad was big in racing.
I thought I was going to be a Greek girl.
Banana.
Dad dressed her up as a banana and sent her out on course.
You don't have to laugh that hard, Dave.
That was just he brings it up every time.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Hey, I like Bathurst to me is for an adult and for
Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's the grand final.
For a male in particular, I just sit there and go, it's like Christmas Eve for me. I can't get to sleep that night, and then I work out how to get over, and I fill the bath up with beers. You get everything just right to sit down and watch you go about your business,
mate. We wish you all the
best,
Dave.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for talking to me again. Appreciate it.
The Bathurst 1000 starts Thursday, October 10 to the Sunday, the 13th on Network 10. A shout out to all our listeners at B-Rock in Bathurst and Deke for breakfast as well.
Yeah, baby.
Gotcha. Well done. Good luck, Dave.
Thanks, boys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Makita, and you can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au, Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, I love Makita. It's been a great 4 weeks. It's always hard to say goodbye.
It's over already, is it?
It's over, Jane.
I'm just taking me unawares.
You're done. You're dusted. You will never be talking about the cordless lawnmower. Well, you will.
Because I'll talk to all my neighbours about it.
We'll be doing that at the bar afterwards. We'll be toasting.
We will.
The cordless lawnmower, the cordless hedge trimmer, the cordless brush cutter, and the cordless turbo blower.
And don't forget the brushless motor wheelbarrow
That's how I'll be taking you down to the bar.
Well, why not?
Where we sit there, we toast Makita, and you know what we should do? Request some songs on the jukebox.
Well, that'd be a good idea.
Send off great Makita. Have you got some, Dave?
Dave the DJ.
Yeah, all right, let's take it away. This one.
Makita! 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 That's a good one.
That sounds like it should be at the end of the night.
You're right. All right.
I'm going to be doing some Cossack dancing.
What about this one? Slow dance.
We'll slow dance, sure.
Makita.
Then you kind of need to step it up with this one.
Makita.
Oh, this is a good pool one.
Yeah.
We'll have a Congo line around the pool. Makita.
Let's not forget.
Makita. Makita.
And for all the rock lovers out there, what about this one?
Yeah, baby. Makita.
Oh, that's up at the bar. Love it.
And I know we're going to finish off with one which you'll probably put on in the boudoir, Mickey. Makita. But this one's just for you.
Makita. Makita. And I come out with pom-poms.
Yeah.
Thank you, Makita.
It's been a short, sweet romance, but we love you. We love your product.
Come back anytime you like, Makita.
We implore all our listeners to get out there, go cordless, live on the edge, grab yourself a Makita and do your worst.
Head now to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer and live the life like we do.
Thanks, Makita.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week. It's such a great feeling Friday afternoon. Here we go. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We may or may not be back in town.
It's highly likely
Monday.
We're not going to be back on Monday, Dave, but we've loved seeing you from afar.
I've had a great time on my own.
We're up here in Speedos and you're down there in your underpants.
That's right.
Out the front of your house in midnight. You know,
it's real creepo style.
Thanks for everybody for the week.
We'd like to thank Jay and we'd like to thank Toddy for being with us here as well to help us
our
out.
Our Melbourne Bureau back there. Well
thank
done,
you so
everyone.
Much, Whitney and James, for working hard. And, of course,
Maddie Dow for putting this together and many other aspects of the show. God love it.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Oh, and Jill, of course.
And Jill, of course, too, who has got the best phone manner in Australia. But I'm being fair to him about that. She really has.
Sure.
We love you, Jill. We'll get you flowers.
Here's the week in review.
We go.
We started the week with Mick basking in Richmond Tigers premiership glory.
What a beautiful world it is we live in. Oh, Dave's gone early.
Mick, congratulations to you and the Richmond Football Club.
I didn't do much, to be honest.
Hey, did your twin boys go? Now, this is a big decision.
I can't recall.
Oh, Mick.
Dave O'Neill joined us, who'd encountered some parking issues while picking his kids up from the train station.
There's a woman who lives in a flat near the railway station, and she's obviously had people parking in front of her driveway a lot, and she now puts her own witch's hats out on the driveway. But I run over one of the witch's hats. She's like yelling at me and pointing, and then my teenage son has to pull it from under the tyre, and she's yelling at him, and my son gets in the car and goes, "Dad, you ruined her witch's hat, and she thinks you're a woman."
Ahead of the weekend's NRL Grand Final, league legend Mark Geyer drops by with a stunning preview of the halftime entertainment.
You're fired up for One Republic, boy.
Tell me
band.
You don't love him, Joni.
You could be in a boy band. We just pop MG on the end.
You've got something I need.
See you in a karaoke bar, MG.
And with the news Metallica had cancelled their Australian tour, we asked, who cancelled on you?
Rick Springfield.
Oh, jeez.
He announced he was going to do a tour, and all of a sudden, he cancelled because there was a movie offer.
Apart from Jesse's Girl, what else was he going to play?
Oh, no, I'll tell you what, he's got some pretty good albums.
Played in Zoot.
One song. I know he was in Zoot.
And Jesse's Girl. Yeah, yeah. Do it again.
So who's best to tackle a big topic like this? Tell me, why can't I find a woman like that? 7:30's Lee Sales, of course.
If your only hit is Jesse's Girl, I mean, what, do you open with it or do you close with it? I interviewed Paul McCartney. I asked him if he ever had anxiety dreams, and he said that he has one, which is that he's playing new material and the crowd starts to get really restless, and so he quickly turns around to the band and goes, quick, play Hey Jude to try to stop everyone from leaving.
I was at a concert where that happened, so.
Wendell Sailor was revealed to be the rhino in The Masked Singer.
Big Dell, that was amazing effort.
You got any tips for us? Do you know who all the other Masked Singers are?
Yeah, I do, but I can't say, otherwise I'll get sacked.
You give us one of your own hits.
No, I can't. Only because I heard one of them next door when I was... because we weren't allowed to talk to each other and that. So I heard his voice when he was talking next door. No.
And Rugby League is moving into theatres in Queensland.
State of Origin, the musical. It's going to go the whole hog.
It's got Jerry Connolly on board. It's called Bring Them Home.
There's so many musical numbers. Like, I think of the one... is it from The Sound of Music? Bubbling and free. And dry humping poodles, taking a dump in a hotel foyer. These are a few of my favourite things.
With Greta Thunberg's passionate
"How dare you!"
speech at the UN, we opened it up to callers.
Well, it's my daughter's birthday on Sunday, and instead of my husband being home with me and the kids celebrating her birthday, he's gone to get tickets to go to the Roosters Grand Final.
How dare you!
The mate that comes over for a barbecue doesn't bring any beer, then has the hide to drink yours, but then whinges about the selection of beer that's there.
How dare you!
My mum and dad would only eat pizzas with knife and fork, and it's not kosher.
How dare you!
Elton John's opening up our North Queensland Stadium on the 29th of January.
How dare you!
Yeah, I don't believe that old ScoMo should have spent $150 million going to Mars in a stupid craft. Farmers out in the west.
How dare you!
Kitty Flanagan brought in her new book, 488 Rules for Life.
Well, I have a few rules for couples. I think you should always wait at least 6 months before giving each other pet names. Don't fart in front of your partner.
I asked my partner to pull my finger on a first date, quite frankly.
People say, yeah, but it's a sign that you're really relaxed in front of your partner. It's like, well, you can be relaxed without relaxing your sphincter in front of your partner. But...
After a successful campaign to bring a very Brady renovation to Aussie screens, Jane chatted with Christopher Knight, better known as Peter Brady.
And I understand that you're quite an enduring fan.
That is a really lovely way to say it, instead of stalkering.
Crazed fan.
Now, it's me alone because I was too selfish to share you with Mick.
Well, I'm pleased to be sharing this time with your well-known stalker.
Enduring fan.
Regular guest Charlie Pickering has had his spin bike on Gumtree for the past 3 appearances on the show.
Absolutely no nibbles whatsoever at this stage.
It takes a rare type of man to own 2 exercise bikes at any given time.
So we helped him finally find a new owner for it.
My husband's a bit of a Gumby when it comes to his likes to think that he is a good mountain bike rider, but the hospital records will tell you otherwise.
Yeah. I'm not going to charge Casey. Casey can have the bike, okay?
Thank you.
I hope I can help your dad get fit. and stop him hurting himself.
But with the show live from Noosa this week for Mick and Jane's holidays.
Well, I'm doing the show in my Speedos.
You know what? I have got used to your Speedos.
Mm. And Lollybush.
I've got my Baywatch red, low cut one piece. That's not true, everyone, by the way.
One of the team struggled with the concept of a live broadcast.
I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
What are you talking
to? I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Mick sitting on the couch, not realising. Who are you talking to, says Mick.
It's been a great week.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.